Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Jason from Kent is. Jason, are you there?
Yep.
Good morning, Jason. Now, Steve, you must get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jason has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
What color is the official NBA basketball?
Orange.
Correct. Which holiday spawned the invention of TV dinners?
Father's Day?
No.
Easter?
No.
Thanksgiving?
Yes. What Asian country presented the United States with a gift of cherry trees in 1912?
Japan.
Yes. Who won an Oscar for her portrayal of a young ballerina in The Black Swan?
Natalie Portman.
She sure did. What Ivy League school is located in Massachusetts?
Harvard.
Yes. What fruit is regularly the number one seller at Walmart?
Go again?
What fruit is regularly the number one seller at Walmart?
Bananas.
Yes. What band charted Land of Confusion in 1986?
Pass.
Which president added under God to the Pledge of Allegiance in 1954?
Kennedy.
No.
Eisenhower?
Yes. The America's Cup is awarded in what sport?
Soccer.
No.
Football.
No.
Baseball.
No. In which comic book series did Galactus first appear?
Fantastic Four.
Yes. And with that, you got 8 correct, my friend Jason.
All right.
I think you're going to give Steve a run for his money this morning. I saw Steve was enjoying some brain food. He was having some popcorn.
I was.
You really need it.
Shout out to our friends at Lumberjack Popcorn.
Yeah.
Straight up butter, bitch. Sorry. I got a little too excited.
Butter, bitch.
Butter, bitch. That's Steve, the name of their brand.
Of course.
No,
are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What color is the official NBA basketball?
Orange.
Correct. Which holiday spawned the invention of TV dinners?
Thanksgiving.
Yes. What Asian country presented the United States with a gift of cherry trees in 1912?
Japan.
Yes. Oh. Who won an Oscar for her portrayal of a young ballerina in Black Swan?
Oh, man. Is that Kate Winslet?
No.
Oh. Sigourney Weaver.
No.
Kathy Bates.
No. What Ivy League school is located in Massachusetts?
Harvard.
Yes. What fruit is regularly the number one seller at Walmart?
Apples?
No.
Grapes?
No.
Watermelon?
No. What band charted Land of Confusion in 1986?
That would be Genesis?
That would be. Which president added Under God to the Pledge of Allegiance in 1954?
Roosevelt.
No.
Eisenhower.
Yes. Oh. The America's Cup is awarded in what sport?
Is that boating?
It It is. What comic book series did Galactus first appear?
Spider-Man.
No.
Batman.
No.
Aquaman.
No. With time on the clock, Steve Miggs, you got 7 correct. That's a really good score, but it's not enough to beat Jason because he got 8.
Oh, you bastard.
Congratulations, Jason.
Nice job, Jason.
Thank you.
He answered with such confidence. He was on fire this morning. Did know that The Black Swan starred Natalie Portman.
I couldn't think of her name.
He also guessed correctly that the number one seller at Walmart is regularly bananas.
Bananas.
And he did know that the comic book series where Galactus first appeared was The Fantastic Four.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Okay,
that's the one I'm most impressed by.
Yeah, he was very good. And okay. He would be somebody that should probably wear that I Beat Migs t-shirt. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely.
It's available in the Rock Shop exclusively at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
In a recent interview, Jelly Roll shared that the song The Rose by Bette Midler was the inspiration behind his first tattoo.
Huh.
Yeah, and it was apparently a tribute to his mom.
My mother would play this, and keep in mind, she was a really dark woman at the time. She would say, play this at my funeral. I still get emotional listening to it. Oh, yeah. And she would smoke these cigarettes, and she would just be like, just remember to play this when I die. So the first tattoo I ever got was a rose on my back with her name. That's coming from a woman who didn't think she was going to live, and I know how that feels. I know how it feels to think you're not going to live.
My gosh.
I say love.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know if I could do this.
Also, I don't know if I didn't know that me and Jelly Roll shared the same mom. My mom says the exact same thing.
About this song?
About this song. She's like, play this at my funeral.
Oh,
I just
no.
want to hear it all the time. She's done that since I was like 10, though, so.
I don't think I'd want this playing at my funeral.
What
That's
do you
a
want?
Whole other question, though.
Do you want break stuff?
Break stuff? Absolutely. Who let the dogs out? How to make it be a little bit, you know, the train by the Quad City DJs? Anything,
oh, yes.
Anything but that.
Well, because of Jelly Roll sharing that the song The Rose was the inspiration behind his first tattoo, it led us to want to ask our rockaholics a simple question.
This is what Steve wants played.
Oh, yes.
Come up to my casket and ask me a question.
We're going to start with Alan in Seattle. Alan, what was your first tattoo?
It was a banner with a couple swallows holding it. It says mother on the back, Aww. Or on my back.
Awesome. Tribute to mom?
Yeah, tribute to mom. She raised me by herself her whole life, so Aww. And my whole life, obviously. So had to figure that was the most meaningful one I could get. And now over half my body's covered, so.
Nice. Shout out, mom.
I love your question, Steve. It's tribute to mom? Nah, it's tribute to my dad. Well, maybe it's a tribute to Danzig, the song. You just never know. I knew the answer. I figured it would steer him in a direction of talking about mom, then Danny.
Derek from Seattle, what was your first tattoo?
No, why would you ask such a crazy question? It's not a tribute to my mom. It's a tribute to Vanilla Ice, word to your mother.
Yeah.
Derek, what was your first tattoo?
My first tattoo is a Confederate flag coming out of my arm.
Is it a tribute to your mom?
Gene from Kent, what was your first tattoo?
Oh, man, I wish mine actually meant something. I got the quintessential tribal dragon on my back.
Yeah.
What year was that, Gene?
Early 2000s. I was like 19 years old back in the old rave days. And, this design literally came off of one of those old, like, rayon shirts that you used to wear to the parties.
How old were you when you got it?
I'm 20. Something like that.
Would you cover it up, or are you just like, you love the fact that you have it because there's a story behind it?
Luckily, it's on my back, so I don't see it very often. Only when I'm like I see myself with my shirt off in a mirror, I'm like, oh, yeah, I got a tattoo. That's cool. That's a dragon.
Drugs are crazy, man. Steve, back in the rave days.
Steve from Kirkland, what was your first tattoo?
Hey, good morning. I have something for you, Taryn.
What? Yeah!
What in the world?
Those sound like baby goats.
Yeah, that's an emergency goat button I have.
Oh,
I just thought you might enjoy that.
I did. Thank you so much.
Makes you miss your babies. My first tattoo was actually I got two at the same time for a joint. This guy gave me a 3-headed dragon coming out of a Thai stick and my Harley wings.
A Thai stick?
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you play the goat sound again, please?
TJ. TJ from Tumwater, what was your first tattoo?
My first tattoo was a symbol, a Japanese symbol meaning harmony. And come to figure out years later, it translates to togetherness, not harmony.
Oh, no.
I mean, pretty close.
At least it wasn't something like, you know, embarrassing, like a term that's not good.
Right, yeah, exactly. Like on all the funny movies.
Absolutely.
Jacob and Puyallup, what was your first tattoo?
I actually gave it to myself, and it was my ex-wife's initials.
No.
How did you do that?
I was at maybe 16, 17, and I actually jailhouse style, a safety pin and an ink pen, and I'm glad it only lasted about 5 years.
Oh, so eventually it faded out?
Yes, because I didn't definitely go deep enough because I didn't have a tattoo gun.
How long did it take you to do it?
Half hour, 45 minutes.
So at any point were you thinking, this is not a good idea?
We were together for like 18 years, but I'm glad it only lasted about 5.
fair. That's awesome, Jacob.
Craig from Tenino, what was your first tattoo?
I got an armband of barbed wire piercing in and out of my skin.
Oh, yeah. Like Pam Anderson.
What?
She had a barbed wire tattoo. How do you know that? How do you not?
The Daily Migs Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Reddit is at it again, asking the hard-hitting questions, Steve Miggs.
Honestly, I'm not a big Reddit guy, but I do love the Ask Reddit section.
It is just an endless, like, abyss of inspiration.
It's like, I have a stupid question. I'll just put it out there for everybody to answer.
The most recent one we found, what is the most underrated guy code rule?
Oh, I always love these, because sometimes people get a little too worked up over, like, man codes and guy codes and things along those lines.
There were a ton of suggestions. I know you pulled a few, and we're going to see if we agree with them as we go straight to the comments.
We figured who better to read these comments than a man that I believe everybody would like to be friends with. At least at one point when the chive was at the height of the chive. You know who I'm talking about. The man himself. Taryn, do you know?
No.
Wow. Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Oh.
He was like the face of the chive.
Gosh, okay.
And it was known for just being like the guy that everyone wanted to hang out with. What's wrong with you?
I mean, I think people wanted to hang out with Bill Murray before the chive.
Oh, don't backpedal. You didn't know it.
So we have Robot Bill Murray reading these comments. Are you ready?
So excited.
Let's go.
You call your bros over to help you move or to unload furniture. You are required to provide food and slash or booze.
Okay. I think the guy code should just be, don't call your friends over to help move.
Yeah, call movers. Yeah. You're a man now.
Yeah, I mean, I would do it, obviously, for my friends, but...
Oh, cool.
Except for Danny. Are you planning on moving anytime soon?
No, but
I would totally do it for Danny if he was moving.
Yeah, yeah.
Riding shotgun is a responsibility. You're a co-pilot, not a passenger.
I don't disagree with that in the sense... I do a lot of now road trips going to Vancouver, Canada, Spokane with wrestling. And maybe, I think you can just go with your girlfriend, right, yeah. to Spokane and driving. Like, there is a certain level of responsibility as a person riding shotgun. The top one, don't fall asleep.
Yeah, you need that support from next door.
I know she's not a dude, but she is like my navigation. And she's like, I'm like, all right, where are we eating? And she's like looking up all the Yelp reviews of all the little restaurants on the way to Spokane. So, yes.
Dude, I'll forever give a shout out to my buddy Cody Chun, who's a great wrestler around here, because he was sitting in the back. He wasn't even in shotgun. The person in shotgun got a little too stoned and passed out. Oh. And I was like, and I'm making the drive, and it's like from like Eugene or something like that. And I could tell he picked up on the fact that I was getting a little sleepy, and he just starts interviewing me, basically, asking me any kind of questions. I'm like, I'm on to you, but I appreciate that you're doing this for me.
That's bro code right there.
100%. Yeah, don't fall asleep.
Talk them down from crazy.
No. I think you have to hype them up to be more crazy.
Okay. Do it. You should totally do it.
Danny, you should totally be mad at that
person. Text her back.
I would text them and say mean things. Curse them out. Take a picture of yourself flipping them off. No, you're right. You should be there for your friends.
Yes.
To make sure they don't make any bad decisions.
Do not, for any reason in the world, try to steal your friend's girl or ex. Additionally, don't mess with a guy when he's trying to score. Even better, help them out.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
You hear that already, my friend from college? Stay away from my ex.
Oh.
That was the worst.
Was he also not a good wingman?
Oh, I never had the opportunity. He
just swooping in.
He was a freaking vulture for my ex.
Ew.
I remember being at one of our fraternity parties and seeing him just hollering at her and then seeing them walk off into his room. And I almost broke my hand because I punched the refrigerator. I was so mad. And I was drunk and in my 20s and just way too emotional. It was stupid.
That's my girl, man. What was his name?
Artie.
Artie.
Still haven't accepted.
Artie, what is he, 70 years old? You lost your girl to Artie?
I did.
Oh, that is embarrassing.
It was. Still haven't accepted his friend request on Facebook. He's been sitting in that friend request folder for 20 years now.
Not bitter.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
Over at the rock music website Loudwire, they sure do love a list.
Yes.
And they came up with a list of actors who actually sang in rock movies. We have a few examples of them.
Yeah, you know, the day destroy the night. Night divide the day. Try to run.
Oh. I love this movie.
Me too. I bought it for my dad, I think, for Father's Day when it came out, and I watched it a bazillion times with him.
And this was, is it Oliver Stone that directed this?
Yes.
The Doors, and it's Val Kilmer singing as Jim Morrison, and it was so uncanny. I remember at the time, that was like the talk of everybody that was just like, he sounds just like Jim Morrison.
He nailed it to a level where it just almost felt eerie. It was like the spirit of the Lizard King was within him.
Like if they wanted to, I mean, obviously Val Kilmer at that time, I don't think he was looking to like stop acting and hit the road. But I feel like the surviving members of the Doors going to like, let's just get him. He kind of looks like him in the movie too.
It's kind of
It's kind of eerie because it feels like you're watching a documentary when you realize, oh no, that's just Val Kilmer just crushing it as an actor.
Here is the next up on the list of actors who actually sang in rock movies.
It's time to testify. There's no room for lies, and everyone's waiting for you. Let us go sit by the phone and I'm all alone by the wayside.
I've never seen this movie.
I've seen bits and pieces of it. It's A Star Is Born.
Right.
With Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga's like I mean, obviously he has to step it up if he wants to sing decent.
She's pretty good.
So, I mean, but he wasn't playing a real person.
He was playing like a struggling musician that had like a big problem with alcohol.
So he was playing everybody in Seattle.
Basically, yes.
Okay, good.
And like coaching up Gaga, who was, gotcha, you know, trying to make her name in the world.
Right.
Next on the list of actors who actually sang in rock movies.
So that's the dude in the movie The Dirt. I don't even know his name, but he played Vince Neil, and he did a great job of playing Vince Neil.
His name is Daniel Weber. I thought they all did a fantastic job in that movie, but the fact that he was singing.
Even Machine Gun Kelly, like, he did an awesome job as Tommy Lee.
Absolutely.
So why doesn't Motley Crue just get that guy to sing, since Vince has such a hard time? I mean, you can just have him do it. He kind of looks like young Vince Neil. That'd be pretty badass looking.
I mean, you might be onto something.
I heard, though, he didn't fully sing it. Like, they used some of Vince Neil's tracks, and they also had like a guy from like a cover band that sings Motley Crue songs. So they kind of mishmashed all of that into it.
But he put forth some effort.
Yeah.
Here's the final on the list of actors who actually sang in rock movies.
I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride. I'm wanted.
Wanted.
What the hell was that?
That was awesome.
Wanted.
Did you watch that movie? Rock of Ages.
Yes.
Of course.
I did.
It has Juliana Huff in it, and she looks hot in that movie.
Yeah, that was a bad movie, though.
Was it?
Yeah, it was trash.
It wasn't good. It really wasn't good.
Because, you know, as being a theater snob like I am,
I saw a big one.
I did see the play, Rock of Ages, and that was awesome.
Oh, totally.
But the movie version of it was just kind of hokey and dumb.
I agree. I think, well,
and that's Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, and he worked with Axl Rose's vocal coach to prepare him for that role, which is pretty cool.
I'm wanted. Dead or alive. Wanted. Dead or alive.
Such a weird scene, because he's like taking his shirt off and he's like seductively like walking. It just is kind of cringy.
It's the only role of its kind that Tom Cruise has ever had, I believe. It's just fabulous.
I'm going to go watch that movie today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.